The big question is this: how do we live a life that is unapologetically ours? The summer of 2020, I was struggling. I was facing bankruptcy as my reselling empire was crumbling around me due to the financial constraints caused by COVID-19. I decided to stop trying to hold the weight of the world on my shoulders and get free. I sold off everything, I bought a first-class ticket to Mexico, and with no source of income and only a few $1,000s, I went on an adventure. What happened next? Well, my name is Keely Stwicky, and welcome to Tacos and Tattoos. Welcome to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. So I've just been away from my business for about a month now, and the reason I stepped away is because I had scheduled a trip to go back to Oregon/Washington to sell off the rest of my stuff, like deal with the rest of my stuff, because every time I've gone back, I'm letting go of more and more stuff and more like shedding layers of myself. And so I had gotten tired of paying $150 a month for a storage unit that wasn't even full. It was not even anywhere near full. I was like, I could have done with a space half as big. So I was getting tired of paying $150, which is half of my rent payment here, just for a storage unit for stuff I saw like twice a year. So I wanted to do that. And then it was time to sell my truck because it had been with a mechanic for, it's been there 4 months. And I wasn't able to get it sold, unfortunately, because when I was, it was an electrical issue they were dealing with, and I drove it around 2.5 days, and then I got it detailed and took pictures of it, and I was like a mile from my mom's house, like happy as heck to stick it online when the problem came back. And I was just like, oh my God, like I had a moment and was so mad, and now it's back at the mechanics and I haven't heard from him since. So that happened, and that was disappointing because, due to all of the craziness of the supply chain, used vehicle prices are just like through the roof. And so I was like, yes, I'm going to get like a really good price for it because it's all running like pristine. It's clean. It looks really good. And I'm here for another week and a half so I can get it sold. But it just didn't work that way. So I was really, really bummed about that. And then I went to Arizona to support Kelsey in her wellness retreat, which I was so incredibly proud of her, just watching the interaction and watching how impactful she is in her clients' lives. It was really, really cool to be there and support her and be the food runner and just be another voice, amongst the coaches there. So that was really fun. But now that I've been back, I'm trying to get back into my business. And the first thing I was trying to do, working through, is to write like kind of a hello, I'm still here email. And it was going to be titled like the four things that I learned while like taking a step away from my business for a month, or during my last adventure traveling or whatever. And I wrote half of it once when I was eating breakfast at a cafe here. And then I was like, okay, I'll go back and finish it. Well, I didn't finish it. I fell asleep because I've just been exhausted since I got back. Oh my gosh. It was getting rid of things that you thought you'd never get rid of, and traveling just for like 3 weeks straight of like going here, going there, like this thing, being nostalgic, like having these emotions, like it was just exhausting. And I was so relieved to be back. But yeah, I slept for like the first 3 days, and now I still have to take a nap because I'm just tired, working on getting back in routine and get my energy back up. Anyway, so I didn't write the email. I took a nap. And then I came back to the email and I was like, I don't like any of this. I'm going to reorganize it. So I deleted everything I'd written, restructured it, but then it became so detailed and so long that I was like, wow, this is so much information and so much insight that maybe it should be a series of 4 or 5 emails. So now, 2 days later, I'm still working on restructuring that email to be basically an entire month's worth of emails. And so This is really unlike me. I typically just am like a get it done, it's good enough, put it out there, get the feedback, do better next time. Like, that's typically how I work. So it's really interesting that this email stalled me out for so long. And so here's a little bit of insight on my insight into sharing my insights. The first thing is I've started asking myself before I create any content or write these emails is like, what is the point? What am I giving the person reading? Like, what do I want them to get out of it? Why is this valuable? Because sometimes I feel like we just write things or create videos or whatever because we want to, which is fine. That's totally fine to do that once in a while. But when you get stuck and things just feel hard to do, sometimes it's better to take a step back and be like, what is the point? What is the point I'm trying to get across? Because what you want to say might not align with like what you're really, the point of what you're really trying to do. So that's the first thing that I learned here. The second thing is sometimes we have, as online business owners, we have a really hard time with having enough ideas. Like, for me, having ideas is never a problem because I use this little method I'm about to share with you, which is how I'm turning this one email into like a whole series of almost a month and a half or a month of emails. And this is where I create a framework for it. So I have my main idea, and then I have the little bullet points that would be under it, kind of like I'm giving a speech. So I organize my thoughts. And then I look at those bullet points and I say, are these big ideas as well? Can I make each one of these its own separate framework? So then I take each one of those bullet points and make them their own big idea. And then I create bullet points for each one of those. So now I've taken one idea and I've made it into four ideas. And you keep going from there depending on how big the thought was and how much you can continue to break it down. So this email and these frameworks I can use for the email. I can create TikTok videos from it. I can create podcast episodes on it. Now I've basically created like weeks worth of content, months or month worth of emails, like just out of a couple of ideas. But that's why it's really important to go to step one and really ask like, what is the point of what you're trying to say? And then number three is really the who am I trying to talk to? Like, who is it actually? And we hear this all the time. I've heard it so much that sometimes I just ignore it. Because people are like, you have to figure out who your avatar is, who your dream client is, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I get sick of hearing it too. But sometimes we have to go through like a shedding of layers to really get down to the person that we are really able to serve at the highest level. And I've gone through this journey in the last 6 months, actually in the last year, but mostly in the last 6 months, especially in the last few months when my TikTok video blew up, because I was just flooded with people that were interested in my story, my journey, and making money online, and all these things. And it just kind of knocked me a little bit off direction. And I have some of the best clients from it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love the clients and the people in my community that I've gained from this journey. But it's also just like I've had this identity crisis as well, because the people are coming to me, they're very much beginners, and that's fine. Like, I can help them, but it's not me serving at the highest level. Like, I realize that in their lives, like, it's really impactful, but I love funnels and systems. And those that are beginning won't be ready for funnels and systems for a really long time. And so the highest value skill I have is not being utilized when I work with people that are beginning. And then there's also a whole slew of other things that are much more challenging, you know, keeping motivation. When you're just starting out, not even making any money, like helping them find direction and helping them do things, but not like be overbearing and overreaching where they can still learn how to do the things. It's just, it's a lot. That's like baby businesses, and they have to they take a lot more work than someone who's already in business, already knows how to do the things, just needs some guidance and some expertise in things that are very specific and specialized. So when we start talking about who, we have to look at what journey we're taking them on and make sure we're speaking to those type of people, so we're not indirectly attracting the wrong people that then like make us all confused and like hurt our business and all the kind of things. So that's some clarity that I've really been working on, because I love a wide array of online business owners, but it's not allowing me to speak to everyone effectively. So that means moving forward, I'm pivoting my business to where I focus on marketing to relationship and intimacy coaches. But indirectly, I'll also pick up other types of life coaches. And so all my clients are interested in like the relationship and life coaching anyway. That's who I tend to jam with. So now it's time to be really speaking to them. And, you know, and the marketing of their type of business is very similar to like all the other businesses, but there's certain little tweaks and certain little things that really catapult them forward versus applying these methods to other types of businesses. So this is who I'm going to focus on. This is who I'm going to be speaking to. In this podcast, it's still very generic, so I hope you stick around. And even if you're not a relationship or intimacy coach or even life coach, continue to listen to my journey here, because I will be sharing stuff about Mexico here that I don't share in TikTok or on Facebook anymore. And yeah, those could be lots of other interesting tidbits that you can apply to your business, no matter what niche you are involved in. So that's what I've got for you today. I will talk to you later. And I'm putting together the challenge. It was supposed to be the 8th with my extended travel plans and just how exhausted I was. I felt the universe was like, no, Keely, you need to just take a little bit more time to really get clear about what direction you're going with this. This means rewriting copy, redoing the funnel, rewriting the script for the video sales letters. It's just been a thing. So it is what it is. And moving forward, I just continue to get more and more practice in everything I do. Want to turn your passion or skills into an automated online business so you can live wild and free? I want to show you exactly what I did in the first month of starting my business that took me from no income to over $7,500 in sales in less than 45 days. With this information, you can have the confidence to radically change your life, live anywhere in the world, and build the life of your dreams without an actual job. Go to rebelfunnels.com/PDF to download the free Digital Nomads guidebook and start living wild and free today.